Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Well, the hog contract should open moderately higher this morning thanks to follow-through buying and stronger fundamentals. A look for the cattle complex to begin with mixed price action linked to a combination of residual selling and short covering. Now, the cash cattle market should be a typical yawner for a Tuesday, with bids and asking prices still poorly defined so far this week. Now, we expect cattle to eventually be priced higher given the recent momentum, yet little will probably be said by either side until Thursday or Friday. CME officials reported yesterday that 34 loads were re-tendered against spot October live cattle, all at West Point. The cash hog trade should continue to sport a firm undertone today. Producers are really benefiting from fairly aggressive competition among profit-hungry packers, both old and new. But how long will such cash support last? Well, old weekly kills probably remain in around 100,000 below the quarterly high. Now, on the grains, last week saw bullish export sales. USDA updates and a slow harvest pace all contributed to higher grain prices, but momentum stalled yesterday because, despite all of those factors, the U.S. should still haul a near-record grain harvest in 2017. Corn, soybeans, and wheat prices all took modest cuts to start the week. Now, the wheat prices. They fell victim to technical selling and concern over light export demand. December Chicago prices fell about 3 cents, closing at 426.5. December Kansas City was down 3.25 cents, closing at 433. Minneapolis spring wheat contracts also hit slightly harder, with December futures dropping 5.5 cents, closing at 609.25. Now, on the corn futures, those prices dropped yesterday on weaker-than-expected exports, coupled with increasing uncertainty of a large U.S. crop after USDA revised yield estimates upward of 171.8 billion bushels per acre last Thursday. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, December live cattle was down 30 cents, 116.82. The February was down 15 cents, 120.92. November feeder cattle down 45, 154.55. January down 50 cents, 152.55. December hogs down up $1.50, 63.70. And February up 85 cents at 68.30. Kansas City wheat, December down 2.5, 433.75. March down 2.75 at 451.75. Chicago wheat, December down 3 cents at 436.5. March down 3 cents at 455. December corn is down 2.25 cents at 350.5 in the March, down 2.25 at 364.25. November soy was down 9.25 at 991. January down 8.75 at 1001.5. December cotton up 12 points, 67.65. March up 12, 67.44. November crude up 13, 52 even. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.